was talking about Dr. Julian Ford earlier this morning. He is professor of psychiatry at the UConn Medical School. And Dr. Ford is a national expert on post-traumatic stress disorder in children. And he's been at the Sandy Hook Elementary School to assist local authorities there. And I want to talk with him about several things. First of all, I want to say hello to Dr. Ford.
Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Thank you so much. When I found out you were going to be with me, I was absolutely delighted. Say, why are some of these kids seem so composed after the attack, Doctor?
Well, for many kids, they know what they saw or heard, or what they've heard about in many cases, and it doesn't have the same meaning to them than it does to an adult. They're going to be more focused on, are my friends okay? Is my teacher okay? Are my parents, is my family okay? And the larger picture that we as adults understand when we see a tragedy like this, it's something that kids filter through the lens of their immediate environment and their immediate support system. So they really want to know, is my dad okay? Is my mom okay? Is my teacher okay? Am I going to be able to go back to school? Do I have to go back to school? So they're thinking about it in terms of their immediate lives, which is exactly the way it should be. And by the way, I wasn't at the Sandy Hook School. I was at the Reed Intermediate School, which is where there's a family support center. I think probably very few people other than the law enforcement folks are going to be at Sandy Hook.
Now, what about the kids? What about the kids and the kind of future they face? Is this going to have a touch for the rest of their lives?
Well, you know, I think it will affect most, if not all, the kids, but not necessarily in a terrible way. I mean, right now, they and their families and the whole community are still just beginning to come out of the sense of shock and are beginning to grieve. And while it's too early to even think about counseling or therapy for most folks, for kids, it really is a time where they're taking their cues from the adults around them. And if the adults are showing that they're having very understandable feelings, that they feel a sense of compassion and loss, especially for the families who have lost children or have lost the adult members of their family, then they see that, okay, this is something that's not good. It's something that I don't want to have happen again, and I don't want to have it happen to people I care about. But it is part of life that we continue on, and that's why kids can be so amazingly resilient, because they're really focused almost exclusively on today, this moment, and the future. They're not really as focused as we as adults are on the past. So it will affect them, and I think I don't want to understate the fact that for some of the kids, especially those who were in classrooms close to where the shootings took place and where they heard things that are really shocking and that are hard for them to understand, and kids who have lost friends who were really important to them, those kids, this is going to be something that they will never forget, but we can help them to remember it as something that should never happen again, but something where families and communities and they as kids can go on, and by going on, we all honor those who have died.
Dr. Julian Ford, professor of psychiatry at the UConn Medical Center. You know, I was very surprised, Dr. Ford, to get a report from the Department of Justice, because if you listen to all of us, you would think that this is a daily occurrence in the United States. And this report that I got this morning states murders of school-aged children, those between the ages of 5 and 18, declined by 42% between 1992 and 93, the school year, and 2008 and 2009. Does that surprise you?
Well, in one way it does, because we're all so aware with the series of terrible, tragic shootings
Yes.
that we've heard about. But in another way, it doesn't, because I think that while there are still many, many issues that this kind of tragedy raises for all of us in terms of how we can help our children and our families and communities be safe, it actually has become much more of a concern. And I think that we've actually gotten better at helping kids and adults who are kind of going off the rails, and it's not necessarily a mental illness. It can be just being alienated from the community, the family in which they're living. And we actually know a lot more about how to help those folks, and we also know a lot about how to help people who have experienced trauma, like these kids and these families, and we're getting better at actually helping them to recover. So as we do that, then violence actually begins to decline, but there are still some root causes that need careful attention, as the president said.
You know, Dr. Ford, I cannot believe some of these video games. I just can't believe them.
Well, I join you in that. The degree of graphic violence that kids are exposed to through video games and other media is truly a very, very serious problem. It's not going to cause a catastrophe like this, but it really does desensitize kids, and it puts that kind of image and that kind of interaction into the realm of the possible for them, even though it never should be.
Do you believe, because of this incident and other ones like it, that we are going to have more concentration, let's say, on young people and some of their problems?
I certainly hope so, Brad. I mean, that's one of the few good things that could come out of a tragedy like this. It is truly a defining moment and an opportunity. And we've had them in the past, but this is one that I think has really captured so much of our communities and our country's attention. And you know, it's an irony that just 2 days before this happened, the Attorney General was presented with a report from a task force that he commissioned, this Eric Holder, and that task force was on children exposed to violence, and it made a number of very, very clear and strong recommendations for the country, for our leadership at the very top of our country's government, and for every community about ways in which we must protect children from violence and help them to recover. So just 2 days before this awful event, there was a blueprint, and we're all hoping that that blueprint will be something that can be put into action.
Dr. Ford, I really am so thankful that you were able to be with my radio audience this morning, and continued success at the UConn Medical School, which is one of the finest in the country. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Brad, for everything you're doing. And again, my heart goes out to everyone in Newtown. Thanks.
7:30 in the morning. We'll be back. If you have anything to add, my dear friends, 1-888-574.